Corey Mahaffey joins us, president of the Moberly Area Economic Development Corporation. It's been a while since we've had a chance to catch up, and one of the things we want to talk about is one of the big successes, and that's MACRAC. And tell us a little bit about that group, because I know they're hiring right now, and they've opened operations in the Magic City.
They have opened operations. They are hiring. In fact, about a week ago, they had a hiring event there at the facility. They gave tours for prospective employees to look at the facility and see if it was the right fit for them. And so, you know, we just appreciate everything Sean and Pam have done in the community. They've made a significant investment in that building, and that's been a big improvement from a community perspective. And obviously, they're hiring 30 to 35 full-time equivalent folks here in Moberly, and obviously those folks are going to come from all over the area, as we typically see with our workforce. And so we're excited about the impact that that company is having, not just in Moberly, but throughout the region.
And that's the old Sheltered Workshop building on Sparks Avenue. Can you talk about, from a physical standpoint, what their investment has meant to that area?
Sure. Yeah, they actually took that building all the way down to the purlins, basically. They put a new roof on it, new skins all the way around it. They took out the old offices and built new offices. And so they've made a significant investment there. They're doing some paving in the parking lot. And so it's really, you know, I remember Sean talking about that at our event we had with them about making it a building that the community can be proud of. And I know, you know, Commerce Bank and McDonald's and Moberly Motors and others in the area have commented to me how much they appreciate the improvements that are being made there, and we're excited to see that for the community.
And Corey, this MACRAC company, they deal with some of the biggest names in the world, don't they?
They do. Actually, the products that they provide are unique, and they are providing those products in some of the largest distribution centers and warehouses in the country. And so they have a lot of major clients that they do work for each day.
Do you kind of hope that may have some kind of ripple effect?
Sure, absolutely. You know, that's one of the things that we're regularly talking with our employers about, is the opportunities to work with people that are either vendors of theirs or customers of theirs. And we've seen that. We've had conversations with people who, from a shipping perspective or transportation perspective, would like to be closer to some of the folks that they work with. And so that sometimes leads to opportunities.
All right, before we go across the street, how did the whole idea of MACRAC coming to Moberly, how'd that start?
Yeah, so they were actually looking at a building there on Sparks Avenue. That's how we first got connected with them. They were working with David Gaines, and he had that building listed, and they had shown some interest in that building. They were looking at several other buildings and several other communities at the time, and so that's how we got involved in the process with them, and then just started walking through our normal process of what we do with prospects and working with them on programs that are available to assist them, and working with the city council and other programs that are available to them as well.
I remember a cold, almost sleety day when they had the groundbreaking there. Boy, things moved quickly.
They did, actually, and we were excited to see that. You know, we're grateful for L&J Development. They were the general contractor on that project and all the subcontractors that worked on that facility. Pam and Sean had a very short time frame that they had equipment that would be arriving. They had to get the improvements made to the building in order to be able to accept the deliveries of that equipment and to get the rest of their equipment moved here from Joliet. And so it was a short time frame. A lot of people did a lot of great work, the city staff, Mary and Tom and Brian and others as well. And so we were appreciative of all the support that we received.
All right, Corey, I'm going to test your technical knowledge. What do they produce?
Yeah, so they produce a racking system repair kit. And so if you visit their website, macrac.com, you can see a short video that kind of explains what it is. But basically, you know, typically what we find in some of these facilities is people driving forklifts and other things sometimes hit the racks, right, hit the racking systems. And so when you have things that are racked three cubes high or even farther in some of our facilities, you know, obviously there's a lot of product on those. So taking all the product off of those to repair those or take those down and put up new racking systems is very time-consuming and costly for our companies. And so they've developed a product that allows them to actually jack up that racking system and put in a newer, stronger system to make sure that it's ready to hold the products and withstand any future hits it might take from any other equipment within the facility.
All right, let's kind of go kitty corner across the street to Moberly Motors. And yeah. Boy, how about a huge investment?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we started talking with Dean and Nick probably about 3 years ago or so about the project, just to see what we could do to assist in that project. And, you know, we knew right from the start that that was going to be a great project. Obviously, there was significant investment, millions of dollars invested in the facility, but also some job creation as well. We were excited to see that and to be a part of that. And, you know, it's one of the things you probably heard me say that day at the event that, you know, new businesses coming to town, like a Mac Rack, or one sign of growth in your economy. But even a more important sign of growth in your economy are the existing businesses continuing to make additional investment. We've seen a lot of that over the last couple of years. We're starting to see, I think that's a sign of the health of the economy, starting to see some of our existing businesses make new investment. And we're grateful to the Miller family for their continued investment in Moberly.
And what does that mean when you can drive a prospective client up and down Moberly and then they look over there and see that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've seen a lot of those types of investments recently, you know, County Bank and Domino's and Moberly Motors. And, you know, it's just a lot of those types of investments, Hills Pharmacy, Sam's. There's been a lot of those types of investment over the last couple of years. And that's particularly important when we have, you know, prospects that are coming to town to look at the community. It's important for them to see new investment being made. Again, not only from new companies moving to town, but the existing companies in town showing their confidence in the community, showing their confidence in the workforce, showing their confidence in the economy. And that speaks volumes as opposed to, you know, the opposite.
Well, Dean Miller's the third generation. His son, Nick, is the fourth. What does that say?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, we appreciate their continued investment in the community, obviously. And I know Dean said at the event that you know, Nick coming home and being involved in the business was a contributing factor to his decision to move forward with this project. And, you know, we're excited for that, for the family and for Nick and Stacy and for their long-term investment here at Moberly.
All right, let's talk about Essig, too. This is big news, isn't it?
Yeah, so Essig, you know, we've been working with them for a number of years. We were excited to see them make a commitment to Moberly. And so they have, you've probably seen us, we've been helping them. I think they've been on the Job Bank program here with the radio station as well. They've been hiring a number of folks. They're looking for both a four-year degreed engineers, and they're also looking for folks with a drafting or two-year degree. And they work with mostly in aerospace, and so a lot of their work is for GE or Rolls-Royce in the aerospace side, and so they do a lot of engineering for those companies. And so we're excited to have them in Moberly, and we're excited to see them continue to grow. I know that they're looking to hire another 15 people right now, and so we've been working with Department of Workforce Development, with Sherry Shenowork and the job centers, trying to help them find qualified applicants.
Well, you said GE and aerospace. Those are big names, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, GE and Rolls-Royce, I don't know that gets much bigger in the aerospace industry, but, you know, these are great jobs. I've mentioned this before when we've talked about Essig. I mean, we have an opportunity here for students to go to our technical center, right, for the 10 districts that our technical center serves here at the high school, and really start out in a job in a drafting type position while they complete perhaps a two-year program at MACC in drafting, and then when they're done with that, they can continue to work for the company here in Moberly while they complete a four-year degree at MU if they choose to do that, or one of the other universities obviously in the area. And so we're excited to see an opportunity for students who have that technical aptitude to be able to have jobs right here, be able to train for those jobs and work with a company that'll work around those schedules and education, and really never have to leave the area, and have a great opportunity for them long term.
Corey, MAEDC is about to kick off an effort with the Community Improvement District. What's going on here?
Yeah, so we should have a press release coming out soon. I know Emily at the City of Moberly is working on that. So we have some programs that are about to be rolled out with the Community Improvement District, one of which MAEDC has been asked to work on, and we're calling those economic development programs. So there's about four different programs that are a part of that particular program that are available to businesses that are looking to locate within the boundaries of the Downtown Community Improvement District. And so we'll have a press release coming out about that shortly. We have obviously more information on hand about the technical aspects of those programs and how we score those and how we award those types of things. But we're excited to roll that out. I think, you know, we've had some sales tax dollars coming in over the last year, but the fourth quarter of this year and into the first quarter of next year is when the property tax dollars start to come into the CID. And so the CID will have some funds available to help downtown businesses that exist grow, and then those that are looking to locate in downtown as well.
Well, let me ask you, what's the advantage of a business being downtown?
Sure, there's lots of advantages. I say this a lot when we talk about downtown revitalization. I mean, we have historic buildings, first of all. There's lots of folks that are interested in that. Those offer a character, right, that you can't just find in building a new building elsewhere. And obviously with that comes some issues as well. And so that provides us an opportunity to partner in that. Obviously, we want to help people be compliant with code enforcement in downtown Moberly. We want to help people be energy efficient, whether that's windows or tuck pointing or whether that's HVAC systems, all of those types of things. And so it's important for the CID to be involved in those. So there's really two different aspects of the programs that are being offered. I believe Main Street Moberly has been tasked with putting together what we would more call the infrastructure type programs that are available to the building owners and landowners in downtown that are looking to make improvements to the buildings. And then the economic development programs we just referenced through MADC are specific to the businesses themselves and helping businesses grow.
All right, MAEDC must believe in the downtown area because you've just had a major expansion of your office.
We did, actually. We, like anybody else, I guess, we kind of weighed our options of should we look out into another area or should we continue to make investment in downtown, and we felt it was important for us to be an example of making investment in downtown. And so we chose to move in that direction. Our board was very supportive of that project. And so I call it an expansion project. We actually, I think most people know, we have about 5,000 square feet in our building. And so a majority of that, we were using roughly about half of that prior to this expansion. And so while I say expansion, we didn't expand the walls, obviously. We just expanded further into the garage on the interior of the building, added some new office space, some more bathroom space and some things like that. But the most important part of that expansion was to provide a larger training room. As you know, we've made the investment with MU Extension in partnership with them over the last year to add our SBTDC PTAC position. And so with that come a lot of training opportunities that we're providing to businesses and entrepreneurs in the area. Ryan's had that that room very, very busy for the last couple of weeks since we completed that. And so that was one of the biggest reasons for the expansion and remodel, was to provide a space where we can have those types of training opportunities for our businesses in support of their efforts here in the MADC region.
Yeah, how important is it just to have that training room? And if a company needs some space, they can probably come talk to you about it.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, some of the events that we've had in there, I've had people come up to me afterwards and ask if that space is available. It is. We're glad to let other folks use that. Of course, we have the latest technology in there available for folks to use as well. And so, we are trying to make that more of a community training facility. And obviously, we are using that for our SBTDC, PTAC, and Grow Mid-Mo programs as well. But we'd be happy to make that space available to other organizations in the community if they needed it.
All right. And in about a month and a half or so, we're going to talk more about how the year's gone. But overall, 2018, how's it been?
Yeah, it's been a very busy year. Lots of projects going on at all levels, really. Large projects, small projects. We've seen a lot of projects with our Grow Mid Missouri program, a lot of startups that we've been working with. But we've been working with a lot of people on the other end of that spectrum, too, on the succession planning. And so we've been fortunate to be able to be involved in a number of those projects, allowed our communities to continue to have businesses through a transition of ownership. And so we've been excited about some of those projects. So I'd say we've seen activity at about all levels, and we've seen activity in all of our partner counties as well.
Okay, final thought. How are things going in Howard and Monroe counties?
Yeah, things are going well. We've got a number of projects that are progressing in each of our partner counties. All the way from the startup type projects to larger corporate projects as well. And so, we just continue to walk through the process of those projects. Obviously, those things take a lot of time, and people ask questions about those things. You've heard me talk in the past about Wendy's or Arby's or even some of the projects of that nature. Those were 7, 8, 9 year projects, let alone some of the larger projects that we work as well. And so, part of that is just helping people understand, the reward or return on investment for investment in this area. Part of that's infrastructure driven, water and sewer capabilities and capacity, electric and gas capabilities and capacity, and transportation capabilities and capacity. And so, just quantifying those measurements for the companies that are looking to make either additional investment in their existing business here or those we're looking to attract. And so while it does take some time, the thing that's exciting to us is there's a lot of activity right now, and we're looking forward to finishing strong in 18 and looking forward to a great year in 19.
All right, Corey Mahaffey, president of the Moberly Area Economic Development Corporation, he's joined us today.